Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
When a beloved tree has been a part of our lives for many years, it can be tough to say goodbye. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello there, Murph.
Thanks for having me again, Laura.
Glad to have you here today on GLT's Grow, making that hard decision to cut down an old tree. And as an arborist, this is something you're faced with a lot, Murph.
There are so many emotions and so much judgment revolving around the decision to cut a tree down. It can be a little waste tree in one's yard that your neighbors see as a nuisance because they see its little leaves flapping in the wind and it takes away from their vision of a perfect world, all the way to the trees that are growing along the backside of a easement somewhere and there's some power lines and the homeowner or the property owner gets a notice from the utility company that they're going to be trimmed or cut down in some cases. And it is always disappointing. And you think, you know, how do we fall in love with these trees? Well, we walk by them on our way to work.
Mm-hmm.
We stare out our windows, whether you realize it or not, unless you're a real dedicated gazer like myself. I actually like to look out the windows and watch the animals and the squirrels and the birds. And I can tell you the trees, I notice those too, but it's partly because of my vocation.
And of course, trees can be around for, you know, a couple of hundred years, and they've watched history change in our communities.
They are markers of time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a phrase that I've used in my shtick in dealing with trees and people's emotions for years, and it was, you can use any tree as the filler for this expression, but it takes 50 years for them to grow, 50 years to live, and then another 50 to die.
Wow.
And that's not entirely true, it's just an expression. But it kind of demonstrates what happens with trees in our lives, right? And right here at Illinois State University, there is an oak tree that is slated for removal any time now.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the weather permits and the students are no longer in the work area, per se.
So it has a disease, or it's just old and needs to go before it actually falls and hits somebody?
Well, my assessment is that the tree died death of a thousand cuts. So
okay.
it's grade and the ground around it have been manipulated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been carrying a disease for at least 70 years.
Wow.
Because when we did cross-sections of some of the lower limbs that we could reach from the ground, you could count the rings in the branches, one, and it's like, wow, that's a 70-year-old branch, and it's had oak wilt its entire existence.
Wow.
And you could even see places where the tree tried to conquer it by compartmentalizing the disease, and it failed, and the disease came back again. And that tree, like lots of trees in the world that we share with trees, it's a threat to property and people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of work done to make the decision to cut the tree down. And it was a decision that was came to by a group of people and not one where a person persuaded another. And that's a outcome of an inspection or a risk assessment.
Yes.
And this tree is over Illinois State University's honors building. And it's just a simple building, but even if one of these large scaffold branches fell off of this tree during a storm,
mm-hmm.
it would severely damage the property and has the potential to hurt somebody that's on the inside. Just as much, this tree's near downtown Normal
mm-hmm.
and on the edge of our campus. And lots of people drive by and walk by this tree, probably in the thousands every
yes.
day.
I can't tell you how many times I've walked by that tree.
And this tree is a lot like the other trees, even though there's a big difference in age and the location of this tree. The decision to cut a tree down is one that requires some thought and some planning.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, knowing when to cut down an old tree. And how do you even begin to approach that, Murph?
The first thing you have to think about is this tree harmful to people?
Mm.
We talked about falling tree and falling branches. That's an obvious harm. If it's a willow tree or a soft maple, can it harm people because it's going to clog the septic line or the water line and interfere with hygiene? That's a way a tree can harm people without actually falling on them. And another way is the debris that falls from it can clog mechanical items like intakes and exhaust fans. So these are all things that you can examine. And I find it interesting because a lot of the information that exists out there, the research that was done by scientists and stuff, was conducted through the energy companies and homeowner, home insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some predictability to what's going to happen with certain trees. We know that soft, flexible trees drop lots of branches because they're soft and flexible.
There you go.
But there are also ones that are prone to break when they're full of snow and ice, when it adds extra weight to the tree. And if that's the tree that's looming over your Four Seasons room and your swim spa, well, that ratchets things up a little bit because that's a tree that's known to be a disappointer and to fail and to damage property. Versus, say it's an old oak, maybe it's not a 200-plus-year-old oak, but it's one that's aged, it's less likely to do that. Statistically, the hardwood, slower-growing trees are a little more reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Because they grow slowly, they seem to adapt better to the winds and to the environment that they share with other trees and houses and such.
Stands to reason.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So a lot of times, though, trees are cut down to avoid conflict with other trees. So if you live in a wooded area, I live in a wooded area. Just last night, a tree fell and struck the house, and it didn't do much damage. It messed up a gutter. But this is a tree that has a disease. It has oak wilt, the same disease that's had a hand in taking this very old oak from ISU. But I know if that tree would have fallen into another healthy oak, it has the potential to spread that disease. And this was just a standing stick of a tree, not many branches. And I procrastinated too long in cutting it down. I knew it needed to be cut down.
Yeah, you did, but that's a very common sort of thing.
I got myself distracted on the water barrel, on the rain barrel, and I got myself distracted getting ready for shutting the yard and the garden down. And I let that one go. And that happens to lots of us. There's just so much to do when you own a home or you're a steward to property. You mm-hmm. always have something to do. But the key is I knew it was a threat, and I chose not to do something. So Patrick is the only one to blame for having to work on Friday and Saturday to fix it.
Well, when you do have to make that call and cut down a tree, it's best to call a professional to take care of that for you?
Most tree work that is above the height of a ladder is not do-it-yourself work, Laura. And okay. I thank you for bringing that up because safety is so important here at Grow Corporate. If there's any kind of aerial work done at all, even if you had some help, say you have an army of people to help you, you have to put hard hats and safety glasses on all of those people
uh-huh.
because there's stuff falling from the trees. A 2-inch limb falling 30 feet has enough force to splatter your head like a melon. And I have to say it that way to convince Ooh. People that I'm serious.
Yes, I believe you.
And that
you.
Hard hat is only going to help the cleanup. Hint, hint.
Okay.
All right.
So, I gotcha.
Yeah. It's serious business. And lift work is a lot of times the chosen way to clear these hazardous trees from property because they have to start from the top down and there's just very little way to do it successfully from the ground.
Okay. And after you've removed your tree, go pick a new one, plant it, and watch it grow.
That's right.
For the next generation to have to decide to cut it down.
That's right, Laura. That's great advice.
Okay, next week on GLT's Grow, it's the pros and cons of using pine straw in your garden. Now, if you've got a gardening question or some sort of problem that you'd like Murph to take on, all you have to do is go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us. And it's possible that Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. So submit those questions at wglt.org/grow.